Bleep that out. We can't say his real name. Being he's a CIA operative and all. Anyways, since our none of our guests will actually be on the podcast, I guess I'll talk today.
I think that's what people are here for.
We'll do, we've just like not gotten to this, but I'm going to do a story time. So I'm sure that like the people in the room will just check out on this, but it's whatever. Today's 12 minute talk, Jonathan. It's brought to you by Ally Munitions and Ally Outdoors Midland.
Midland.
Maybe Sean can come on. God, I said it again. Maybe Bleep can come on and pronounce it properly.
Ally Outdoors.
Anyways, so this is going to be like a, we're going to prime this up in a 12 minute talk, and then I'm going to tell a bunch of funny stories that just make me look bad on the full podcast, which I think is hilarious, but whatever. So, you folks asked for this, by the way. So today's story time is about these two raffles. Can you see these, John?
Yes.
It's about these two raffles we have before us. So in the late 1900s, which is hilarious to say that, Brody coined that phrase to me one day, made me feel really old. Fail. In the late 1900s, I don't remember the exact date because I guess I'm getting old. Christmas, I guess my brother and I were coming of age, you know, to be hunters and all. And we got our first deer rifles, which is what you see here in front of us. I actually have both of them. The open sight here, Winchester lever action, is mine. And the junkie Marlin is my brother's, which he did get the scoped rifle, which is, I was slightly jealous. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. But anyways, so that was Christmas. Grandpa, it was like a, I don't know if it started with us or if it was already a thing, because we do have a cousins older than us, I think. Anyways, after that, like, he would give the grandsons their first deer rifle. It was like a thing. A grandpa, at the time, my grandpa had probably like the most extensive gun collection I'd seen at the time. Has nothing on old Sean over there.
Said his name again.
I'm just trying to get a reaction. Anyways, so it's so hard to tell this story without telling the whole story, but I'll try. Anyways, so meanwhile, keep in mind, we were under the understanding that these were both 30-30 Winchesters, which everybody knows what a 30-30 is. I'm assuming there was some sort of like, here's a box of ammo that was probably old as shit at the time. You know, rest on this feed bag and don't put on any hearing protection and, you know, shoot at this feed sack or, you know, something like that. So, probably not much practice, you know, because like at that time we had shotguns. We'd shot probably a bazillion rounds of 22 and stuff like that. We knew back in the day, you know, you got like, don't point this at anybody. Here's a safety, you know, here's the ammo. And that's kind of like, that was like, you know, that was all your gun safety class, you know, and it, you know, the funny part is like, I don't remember receiving any sort of instruction on how to shoot accurately or anything like that. It's just like, this is how it operates. This is why you put the ammo in, shoot at that target. And it was just like, oh, you shot twice, you're good to go. You know, that, you know, deer hunting. So, and I don't, you know, I remember getting the gun for Christmas because it was like, it was a big deal. But I remember it was probably the next day. It's because it's deer season, December. And me, Dad, and Daniel go just right behind Dad's house. He lives out in the country. Doesn't have a lot of acreage, but there are deer back there. And we're going to go deer hunting. So I'm 10, 11, 12, I don't, maybe younger, right, somewhere around there. I don't know. Somewhere mid to late 1990s, if you will. I don't know how to tell this story because it's so intertwined. But anyways, I'm sitting there, and I'm bored as shit. I'm a kid. Because there's nothing happening. It's East Texas in the 1990s. It's fucking not many deer. And the deer that were alive, people shot immediately. Like, that's how things went back then. So I'm sitting there incredibly bored. Now, where we're sitting is in, you know, right off of a hill. So we have a little bit of elevation. We can see down this creek. And it's rolling because it had been raining. And I'm sitting there. It's quiet. You know, it's deer hunting. Real cold. Winter day. I had all my mossy oak breakup overalls. I do recall that. Probably looking very fetish, as some might say. And, you know, I'm just like, I'm checked the fuck out. Deer hunting's gay. Like, it's boring as shit. I'm checked out. I'm just kind of like, you know, probably throwing sticks at Daniel or some shit. Because we're literally, like, this is, we might have had a tree stand somewhere back in these days. Like, we might have had a feeder somewhere back in these days. It was, you know, it was nothing like it is nowadays. But so we're just sitting on the base of these trees. I'm watching the creek, throwing sticks at Daniel, I'm sure, and guns just laying across my lap here. And I see this world record beaver just fucking haul assing down the creek. So I jump up and I'm just like, beaver, and fucking do my best rifleman routine on this motherfucker. I don't know how many bullets was in that bitch, and I might have shot them all. But I'm just emptying this fucking gun on this beaver. And, you know, I'm sure if I was bored, which we was probably sitting there like 5 minutes, but it seemed like an eternity. But I'm sure everybody else is kind of like, is like, so, you know, quiet and calm and everything. And I remember, like, it scared the fucking shit out of my dad. Because I just, out of nowhere, jump up and just start fucking running this lever gun. My brother's like probably half asleep, falling over and everything else. And they're just like, what, you know, what did you shoot? What did you get it? Like, you didn't, you know, they thought I had, like, I guess seen a deer go by or something. And I'm just like, there's a fucking beaver in the creek. And they're just like, you fucking idiot. I mean, it's. I had a problem. They didn't say, because, like, I never heard my dad cuss until I was in my 20s, and he said ass, and it just blew me away. Still to this day, I haven't heard him say nothing like we say on his podcast. But I know at that time he was probably like, you fucking idiot. I imagine that's what was going through his mind, but they're just like, let's go back to the house. You kind of ruin the deer hunt. So, you know, that's my first deer hunting experience with the lever action gun you see here for, and Daniel would have been carrying this one. So, yeah, we got 4 minutes left. I thought I was slowing down enough. So, why did I jump up and, like, just go to town on a beaver? It's because, side story, when Daniel and I weren't doing chores or working, doing something for dad, or I'm sure we felt like we were working a lot, I'm sure we're just idiots, kids, but any other time we were out in the woods and we had like little destinations in the woods, because like, there's a big creek. Well, it's not even that big, but it seemed like a fucking river back then. There's a creek that runs through the border of dad's property. And we had like a Chandler rock. We had like a swinging vine, which eventually broke, and Daniel took a great fall from it, which was fucking hilarious. I think that was karma for him getting me in trouble all the time. But anyways, so we're up down this creek all the time. Like I said, we had like places named. And if the water stopped flowing, because it is East Texas, it rains fairly often. And there was a lake that fed this creek. So, it, you know, unless it was a super dry summer, it ran quite often. And I feel like some old man put us up to this, maybe. I don't know. For whatever reason, as young children, we waged war against the beavers because they would dam up our creek. So, like, this is years of built-up aggression towards these fucking pesky beavers that would dam up our creek, take away our summertime swimming hole. You know, I finally had a rifle, and I finally seen one during daylight. I think we had went and maybe shot some at night one time off a dam prior to that, maybe. And I'm sure Dad did all the shooting, but this was like, oh, the fucking enemy there. Like, I'm going to burn him down with this lever gun. So that's why I'm assuming that's why I jumped up and went, you know, which thinking back on it, it could have been a log. It may not have been a fucking beaver. So, little backstory, like the first deer hunt I took, my brand new to me, because obviously this is much older lever action, 32 Winchester special. That's significant, and you'll find out why in the next podcast. There's a lot of stories behind this. But anyways, you have anything to add, John? I'm just 2 minutes away. I don't wanna, like, if I get into anything else, I need to, like, do you have a...
I'm sorry, this is falling apart. James just randomly started blowing me up. He's asking me a bunch of questions, and I'm...
Jesus Christ. For him. Do you have... Your first firearm, did you buy it yourself or did you receive it? It was like a hand-me-down.
Technically, the first firearm, it was like shared with my dad. It wasn't like my own first firearm was a Christmas gift, I guess. That was like mine, like solely mine. But it was just a little 17 HMR.
Oh, yeah.
Nice little gun. A little savage.
I think I'm, you know, this is my first deer rifle. I'm pretty sure my first was a 410. A little New England Firearms 410 single shot.
But yeah, the first gun I really shot a lot was one of those break action yeah. 410s. That's what we first killed something with.
We burned shit down with that son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I don't recall ever, like, Daniel got a little 22 years ago when he was a little kid, like a baby, from our pappy. I don't even remember how the relation there. It's been in the family for years or something. I don't remember, but I think it was a single shot 410. My first actual gun. Then I got like a 22 and a 12 gauge. The 12 gauge up there, my first real shotgun. Unfortunately, the 410 got stolen some years ago. We'll just go ahead and end it there. It's 15 seconds.
Yeah.
Let us know down below what your first deer rifle or first firearm or, you know, any funny stories. Feel free to share.
Sean, what was your first
you're not supposed to say the name.
Rifle. Mm-hmm.
It was a scar.
It was a scar.
I'm getting a thumbs up on a scar.
It was a 16 or 17? 16. Yeah, scar 16.
Joe?
30-30.
Hell yeah. I guarantee you a lot of our answers are going to be 30-30. I don't know what 30-30 sales were back in the day, like in the 90s, 80s, and 70s. But I'd venture to say they're pretty much like the deer rifle for especially Texas and other states. Like, you know, I think everybody owns 30-30 or had a 30-30 at some point. Well, we'll see you guys in the next one. All this.
Can I... just take this moment to provide some directorial
commentary,
yeah. Some criticism, some critique, if you will.
I wish his headset had one of those mics.
Only for Sean. That's yeah. Sean's.
Can I just like completely decimate your attitude about the previous one that we just did?
It was partly y'all's fault because I was trying to punk y'all.
100%. I mean, aside from the constant like glancing off and stuff, which is fine. People get it.
Also, you gotta keep in mind they're also listening, not only watching.
As someone who
here we go.
Views,
here we go.
Someone who record. Consumes a large amount.
Hit record.
Turn that camera on.
Hit record. Turn red.
Of a video essay. I'm probably the most qualified in the room to provide some like commentary on the narrative structure of your 12-minute talk. You know, the whole story about like the beaver, the arch nemesis, the rival denying you your summer, you know, outcast. That was so enthralling and captivating and engaging. I was like, really, like, wow, this is amazing. If only that were the setup, you know, for, like the mystery of the dry lake, you know, whatever. Where's my swimming like plot or whatever? And then you go to the story and then it's like, oh, there's that kind of it's like, and summer was saved.
It was.
Yeah, but you just got to present it that way, like a start to finish. Okay.
I got you.
Because we got the beginning of the story at the end. That's all I'm saying.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah. Take two.
It's good critique. Oh my God. Are you recording? Please tell me you've been recording this whole time.